This is KLCC News. I'm Tripp Summer. Suzanne Harjo, a Cheyenne Muskogee Native American, is speaking at Lane Community College this Thursday. Harjo is president and executive director of the Morning Star Institute, a national Native rights organization that works to reclaim sacred lands. She received the Presidential Medal of Freedom last November. In advance of her talk at LCC, Harjo recounts 45 years of efforts to remove Native-named or themed sports mascots.
In 1970, when Little Red at the University of Oklahoma was the first one to fall, there were a little over 3,000 of these in sports. And today, there are just over 900. That means that they've already gone the way of the lawn jockeys. And we are moving in a direction where all of them will be consigned to the history books and to the museums. All the successes we've had have been in educational athletic programs. Not one success has been in pro sports. What we decided to do many decades ago was to take on the Washington franchise because it's king of the mountain. We decided to go with a patent and trademark case because it's pocketbook incentive politics, and we knew that this would take years and years and years, and we didn't have that kind of time to waste on the lesser ones. We had to go for the most egregious one, and so we went for the Washington football franchise. Our case lasted for 17 years. We did not lose on the merits. We lost on a technicality. We repaired that technicality in a second suit that's now going through the courts.
Lane Community College, where you'll be speaking here in Eugene, for many years it's offered strong outreach to Native American students and has constructed a longhouse on campus. How important are efforts like these?
They're vital. They're vital to keeping Native people in school, to creating a community that they can be proud of, and to conveying the values, the best of the values of our peoples to the rest of the campus and the rest of the surrounding community. Well, you started this off by congratulating me about the Medal of Freedom, and when President Obama presented that to me, he said that this was about America keeping or understanding the values of Native America and how important that is. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is, I think if we just stuck with some basic principles of our cultures that everyone could benefit, and I hope one day that will be the case, that people will learn from us rather than fight us or denigrate us. And, it all comes down to respect.
Native American activist Suzanne Harjo. Along with Dennis Martinez, Suzanne is speaking at LCC's Peace Symposium. It's called Seeing Red, Indigenous Perspectives on Peace and Justice. The event is this Thursday. For details, go to lanecc.edu/peacecenter. I'm Tripp Summer, KLCC News.